And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to busy San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is here. Great show so far, and awesome. A whole hour left here of your phone calls and your texts.
Speaking of your phone calls, man, it's been a very busy morning. Not easy to get through when we have somebody popular like Woolley, but a great time right now. We had one drop off during the break, so if you want to get through, there's literally an open phone line you can call right through to get in. 213-432-1090. It has not been that way the full first hour. It was packed up, but a shot right now. 213-432-1090. Or again, man, hit us with that text. The text the show option. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just fire up the app. One of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. Send in your question. We always ask, though, make sure that you include your contact info in that text message. Hey, I'm John. Here's my phone number. That's all you need, because if you win that half day or three quarter day trip to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing that Woolley and the whole Dana Wharf family so generously donated at the end of the show, we need to be able to get a hold of you to get your prize to you.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, great hour coming your way. Lots of fun with Woolley.
Yeah, for sure. I have a great text here that came through, and thanks a lot to Daniel and Santa Barbara for sending it in. And he says, good morning. If you catch a tuna on a trip, can you get your fish processed? Will the boat cut the fish as an option? From Daniel in Santa Barbara there.
Yeah, so we don't have, like, fish processing, right, like you would think down here at the San Diego Landings. Yeah, we'll cut it on the boat. We're, you know, there's obviously fish and game requirements when you, you know, fillet a tuna. Sure. That everything has to be included in the bag and whatnot. But, yeah, we do that.
You'll make those accommodations.
Yeah,
no,
and, you know, Marcus does the same thing on the Fury. Yeah, we'll cut it on the boat. You don't, we don't have anyone that comes and picks up fish. You know, if you catch a big one on one of those boats and you call, like, one of those mobile pickups, you know, I've seen some guys that say they'll come to Orange County. I just don't know off the top of my head if, you know, they'll for sure come and do that.
And a follow-up text from Ervin in Capo Beach. He says he wants to know if any of your boats have RSW fish holes.
So one of our boats does, the new San Mateo, that new Delta that we brought down.
That's
a sweet little boat. That boat does have RSW. You know, some higher-end charter biz is kind of what we're targeting on that boat. The Fury does have, like, some saltwater refrigeration on his deck. He has a big blue box that keeps everything freezing cold. Does a good job, but those are the two boats that have the RSW.
And setups. What about on your boat?
So when we're fishing offshore, we have the reliable kill bags. You know, we'll load with ice and keep things cold.
Nice.
Those things do a phenomenal job. You know, you're just kind of limited in capacity on what you can really hold. But, you know, like this last season when we were mahi fishing, we loaded three or four of those things up and, you know, slurried it with ice and seawater and kept everything plenty cold and fresh. So
that new San Mateo, you said that was kind of the idea was the high-end charters. Is that overnight trips? Is that more coastal? Like, what's the ideal group that's, you know, if they're wanting to do that new? Just because the boat's so bitchin' looking.
It's a sweet boat. The thing is fast.
That's what I was going to say. It looks really fast.
It's fast, and there's, you know, not a crazy fuel burn that you think on a fast boat. That hole's built the plane. It's all day.
Okay.
We're not going to run any overnight trips on it. It's going to be all day, and the boat has the speed and the range. You know, if you get a group that wants to go fish Clemente or Clemente,
really?
You can do it. You can get up offshore banks easy and fast. There was one time during the summer, you know, when Mike Anson, my boss, bought the boat, we were 25 miles from home catching mahi, and he's like, where are you at? You know, we're coming out, and I swear I blinked, and they were there in, you know, 30
they
minutes. They're
25 miles in no time.
So, that's, you know, cool. The thing's got the speed to get where it needs to go, and it's a killer platform for that kind of stuff. But, yeah,
mostly charter.
It may run some open party, mm-hmm. you know, but obviously it's going to, you know, be a little higher dollar trip. There is a the boat is sponsored by Daiwa, so it has, you know, all that set up, got rods and reels and stuff.
Mills must have been there.
He must have been involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
works.
Rad.
Well, of course,
so.
Veteran Mr. Excitement himself, Dana Worth Sport Fishing Reports for how many decades here on Let's Talk Hookup, is now like the marketing man at Daiwa. So somehow there's some tight connection.
There is some tight. You might notice that all of our, you know, contests and derbies and all that stuff, we're stoked to have that partnership with
them.
That's
great. So, yeah, for sure. What would you say, you know, we got a group wanting to charter the boat. Man, that sounds killer. I want to be on a fast bitch and ride. What's the ideal group size, you think, for the new San Mateo?
Probably 12 to 15 guys. Uh-huh. I think is the ideal amount, and it's perfect for that. Like I said, the RSW can easily accommodate it. It can hold the bait comfortable. You know, it's a cool platform. I haven't fished on it yet. I've just been on the boat for a couple sea trials and whatnot, but it's going to be awesome to be able to have, you know, that tool in the arsenal to be able to get out and do that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, it's just, you know,
what a perfect size. Yeah,
it's a good,
just
sweet size little boat. And, you know, some guys want to get some dough together and put something together. You know, we have perfectly capable captain, this guy named Chase Moore, that runs relief on some of our other boats, is going to be running those offshore trips on there. So
now, why when you say high end, because it's smaller groups?
It's smaller group. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, your normal $125 you know, all day trip. You know, guys are going to be spending a few hundred bucks ahead type of a deal to get on there, but, you know, you're going to be treated right. You're going to have the tackle and
premium,
you know,
platform.
You just, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Premium food, probably everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that whole nine yards.
Great. Cool. Hey, I had a great text come through. This is kind of going back to a little that we touched on before. This is, good morning from Travis in Harupa Valley. I really want to take my 15-year-old boy out of your landing this week for his first ocean trip. What boat would you recommend? Also, what lures, rods, and reels should I be prepared for?
Got it. So, like I said earlier, any of our boats will be capable of accommodating you and, you know, your son on the trip. Half day or three-quarter day, I don't think it really matters. Trip length. You know, if you know them better than we do. So if you think they can handle a three-quarter day or a nine-hour trip, you know, bring them and book it. And as far as tackle, I would like to think that we'll be just solely bass fishing this time of year, but there is a chance that there might be some rockfish in there. So bring something, you know, a 20 to 40-pound rod capable of dropping a sinker to the bottom in the event that you are going to be fishing a little bit of rockfish in the mornings or something. And then just classic bass tackle. If you need to bring spinning rod for your son to use, something that you can fish 15 to 20 pound line on, if they're capable of making a cast, you know, like a 300 size reel, like a Tranks or something like that would be perfect. Sliding egg sinkers, a few rubber lures, and a bag of hooks. It's really pretty simple. And then we'll get you dialed. And we have tackle on the boat too. You know, a lot of landings will be like, you know, charge for your tackle. It's like, dude, if you need sinkers and hooks, we got you guys covered.
If you think, just like Willie said it perfectly, if you think he's up to the task, go for that three-quarter day. Give the extra time. You know, you're going to have your boat cheeseburger on the boat and hang out and, you know, eat some fun food in the galley. And it's just more time, more opportunity, more time to bump into the right current condition. If it's slow in the morning, good in the afternoon, or vice versa. If he's up for it and you're up for it, just give yourself the time to go do it.
Too, and don't be shy. Come up to the crew, be like, hey, you know, this is, we like the people that, you know, we do our best to come search everyone out. But sometimes with a lot of people on the boat, we can't do that. Don't be shy. Come up and be like, hey, this is my guy's first time. What do I need? You know, how can you help us? Just don't be shy. Let us jump in there and get you dialed. We're not afraid to help you.
The best there is, man.
213-432-1090 open right now. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, the ambassador of Calico Fishing there, huh? How you doing?
What's
up,
Chuck?
You know, man. Not much, bro. You know, we got the cheeseburger competition going on. We got the best deckhands, and you got to leave it to you guys. You know, it's like a university for these guys, and they all do so well. You can't go wrong bringing somebody down here. Let me catch my breath a minute. Now, the bass thing we got going on.
Right.
You have an all-lure boat, and then the biggest bass thing, the $5 buy-in. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, so we got a cool little catch release. You know, the lure only thing is a Daniel Ababera on the second chance little charter boat. He's got, you know, cool, like, lure only, save, you know, $100 or something on charter price, which is kind of a cool opportunity for guys to get out and learn how to use the artificial stuff to target bass. He's running that, but our bass derby or tournament, whatever you want to call it, it's $5 buy-in when you buy your ticket. You catch and release a legal calico bass or sand bass. It's just to kind of promote catch and release of the resource. You get entered in a drawing, and if you have a big fish, you'll end up, you know, winning a monthly prize pack, which we got some killer prizes from Costa. Corey donated some gift certificates for that for some MC Swim Baits. We've got Hogan's Bait and Tackle. I'm forgetting somebody.
Nah,
Guy
cool
with
thing.
Rod and Reel prizes. So it's a killer deal.
And you just kick in a little bit to enter that. So just $5.
$5.
And that's on any trip?
On any open party trip.
Okay,
so it's not open on charters,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
But any half day, three quarter day, twilight trip.
Open on that.
And it's a cool deal. You know, all the proceeds are going to go to benefit CCA. You get a CCA 1-year membership.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're not, it's not our money, right? We're going to take that and roll it and, you know, help CCA. So our landing's very involved with CCA,
yeah.
which is, you know, commendable. The Hanson family, Don and Mike, you know, are 100% behind the efforts of CCA,
right.
And we do whatever we can to help, you know, with that fight. So that's the benefit of the tournament. It's not, you know, it's not anything for us. We just got cool sponsors that jumped on board and understand the, you know, the necessity of protecting the resource and getting that funding to CCA.
No,
yes,
I know
so
Donna is so involved in CCA and does a lot for her. So she's on the board and all that too. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a line, 213-432-1090. You have a good text?
I thought so. This is from Big Dave and Ladera Ranch. Man, this is so much fun hearing Wooly talking about my local spot for the entire show. I'm having a great time listening. I'm a kayak guy. Wooly, has Dana ever thought about trying to do one of the kayak mothership style trips out to Catalina Island for the kayaks?
Got it. You know, I there has been some talk. I think accommodating the actual kayaks is the issue, right? I think the only boat that would really have anything to possibly do with that would be with the Fury. And they just don't have the capacity to store kayaks. It sounds like a killer idea, right? Get out there.
Yeah, I mean,
and
the Islander built special racks. They have
right.
a special platform, the whole thing. There's a lot to
that. You know, I think your insurance would change a little bit.
Yeah.
There's lots of, you know, nuances and things. It sounds like an insane idea, and I think you could probably, generate some business, and it would be a great time. But no, we don't have any of that going on.
Also, like you say, though, it's tough when the perfect boat, like you say, would be the Fury. Mark does such a good job. But, you know, on the same breath, you were talking about, well, you know, good luck getting on the boat. Like, he's pretty much chartered out already the entire season. Yes,
right.
There's some open party trips, but they're all full, too. It's hard to, you know, change something, you know, kind of the not broke, don't fix it rule. Like,
totally.
The boat's
already killing it and doing a good job. He's got a good model, and it's working for him. Yeah, not that that's a bad idea.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just we just don't have the bandwidth to make it happen.
Gotcha, yeah. Here's another great text here. You'll get a laugh out of this one. Wooly and the crew are the top fishes twilight with my son Levi last week. Wooly's numbers took Josh under his care and my son like he was on a private charter. He was so much appreciated. It was my favorite. It's my favorite because I got a Wahoo on the deck of the Sum Fun in 2015. Nickname Wooly gave me was Catch a Fishian.
Oh, yeah, good old Steve. Yeah.
Yeah,
he got a Wahoo on there when Shane Manser was running the boat. Crazy to think that, you know, we have some Wahoo that hit the deck of that boat.
Isn't that unbelievable,
it's
right?
It's crazy. Yeah, you guys were kind of talking about that yesterday, about the whole Wahoo thing, and I was thinking, like, dude, yeah, it's crazy.
That would be
but, yeah,
that was like the most special bite that I have got to be a part of. Like, in all the fishing locally and all the super fun stuff that I got so fortunate to get to do, that was the most fun. You couldn't help but talk about it every time it happened,
right.
For whoever it happened for,
you,
private
totally.
Boat, skiff. It was just like
you're high-fiving whoever had the shot that day.
No matter what.
It
was so
it was
cool.
Crazy. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Very much so.
This is an editorial comment here, but it's a text from Rich in Camarillo. It says, good morning, everyone. Whatever happened to my APCO lure pack I won on June 25th? I've been gone for a week, okay? And
you took a vacation?
Let me catch up. I have had several of these emails. What happened to this? What happened to that? If you want a prize on Let's Talk Hookup, be patient.
You will always get it.
You'll always get it, I promise. But sometimes I turn it over to people that they have good intentions to get it out to you, and they forget, or they're busy, or there's something like that. So don't be afraid to let me know you haven't received your prize, but give it like 2 or 3 weeks.
Was that June 25th?
Okay?
Yeah, was that last week?
Yeah, I was out. I was in Alaska. No communication.
Good follow-up.
I will say this. But anyway, so if you want a prize in the last, give it 2 or 3 weeks and then follow up. But please do follow up because we're going to get you a prize. But one thing I'll say is Captain Brian Woolley and Dana West Sport Fishing, I never have to follow up. Those guys are so on it, and you guys, we really appreciate your generosity and what you guys do.
Maybe let me throw, since you brought that up, the quickest thing in there, too. Rick on Let's Talk Hook Up, I love doing this so much, but like the Friday of a holiday weekend to also check up on your prize at Let's Talk Hook Up, maybe not the best time to call me at the tackle store for it.
Yeah, you know, probably not. Like, yeah.
We'll every once in a while just like it's.
Yeah, I'm you sure know you'll get it. You know what happened to my prize?
You know what the craziness is like at the shop? It's Friday night, knife jigs are flying, the boys are going crazy, and both live machines are going like, hey, yeah, man, yeah. I want a prize on, You know, what's up with that thing?
Yeah. And you don't need to follow up with Rick. I'm the guy to call up. And Pete at hookup1090.com or 619-223-4655.
There it
That's
is.
The number. Yeah. Leave a message. I'll follow up.
Out.
I promise you. I promise you I'll follow up.
We will not leave you hanging.
Yeah.
There it is. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out. You know, speaking of the good dope, the guy that's always got it, and that's Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that great catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the Poke Kit, the Ceviche Spice. It's all available. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations, too, by texting them at 619-255-3128. Today is going to be a very busy Fisherman's Processing Day. Seeing all the boats, you know, from the world headquarters, we can see everybody backing in and backing out like,
and lots of fish.
Those guys have got lots. They're going to be a busy one
today.
Yeah,
let's see. When I walked up, I saw the Islander unloading fish. I saw the Shogun unloading fish. I saw the Intrepid unloading fish. I saw the Independence unloading fish.
Yeah.
And I know I missed five or six other
boats. I was
going to
say, yeah, we've seen Queen and Loan come in and out, back and forth. The Fortune, today's going to be a
busy day. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, with that said, we got a very busy guy on the line, and that's Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Brian Woolley.
Good morning,
Dave. Pete and Rick, let Brian know that it's okay to come on my podcast. Tell him you both survived it.
No, I don't recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Steer clear.
Steer clear. Wild man. He'll put some stuff in there.
Wild man.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks a lot. That helped a lot.
Yeah.
All right. I guess
things like that.
Yeah, I guess I won't be seeing you on the show, Willie, even though everybody wants you on there. All right. Yes. Okay. Big day tomorrow. Kelly Girl's birthday. She's 29 tomorrow, so I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
Right.
And then let's go fishing. Rick, that was an incredible picture I sent you, right? Guy was down there at San Mateo Point yesterday fishing the mackerel. Caught that giant white sea bass. There's so much cool stuff happening right now. Catalina, like Willie was saying, everything that we do in Southern California, except for that bluefin, is sun-related. And they're talking there may be some sun coming out today. Every time that sun comes out a little bit, that bass bite's so fun. There's so much to do. Catalina's really, really ready to explode. A lot of yellowtail over there, a lot of barracuda over there on the back side of the island, tight on the beaches. It's a weird thing, the barracuda are on the beaches there. There's barracuda up in Santa Monica Bay. There's barracuda at the Channel Islands. There's barracuda at Ensenada. I don't know why they're not in the middle, but I'm sure they'll show up any day now. In the middle, there's thresher sharks to catch in the canyons, Carlsbad and Aliso and Dana Point. There's still thresher sharks to be caught. There's so much going on. Still really good halibut fishing, too, on the beaches at the Channel Islands, San Nick, whenever the weather is cooperating. But the big thing is that sun and then that, oh, my gosh. Here's my question, Rick, Pete. How is the San Diego so good? Look at that fish count yesterday. Limits of where, how come there's 24 yellowfin tuna in the count, and they caught 18 of them. I don't get it. It just blows my mind every day I look at their fish count. I'm just blown away. And then limits of bluefin. Those guys on the San Diego are just a different level. I don't understand it. But that yellowfin tuna sliding up into the area, I think Brian Woolley and the guys at Dana Wharf are going to have an epic July, August right there in front of their house. As soon as this wind stops blowing. The El Nino I'm keeping track of it. We got 89. Well, I was in the Sea of Cortez last week, all last week on that yacht, and we had 90-degree water up there in Loretto. 90-degree water.
Well, no wonder the hurricanes are swirling, right?
Oh, yeah. We got, well, it's super overcast here. It looks like it could rain at any second because that one just kicked off offshore, and we got the tail end of it here right now. So,
wow.
A lot of cool things happening. You better get ready.
Captain Dave, yeah. I got the answer to why the San Diego always catches fish. It's those dozens of white fiberglass boats that follow it everywhere. That's got to be the trick, right?
They're all helping them.
A whole team of fiberglass boats following you all around. And then you
they're all helping them. They're all helping them.
I think it's just another Dana Point product of having Fisher on the boat.
There you go.
Well, you look at everybody that started at Dana Point. They're knocking the crap out. Look at Aliar. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, we could have a whole segment on just, you know, Dana Point pedigree.
Yeah. And then you know what the number one thing about fishing out of Dana Wharf is that I think is the most important thing to hit on always is you literally can get on the Sunfun and be bass fishing in 8 minutes from when he unties the boat. You can be on the pipe in front of the harbor. Do that in San Diego.
Yeah.
You can cast a surface iron and hit the best bait on the coast, and you can stick right outside the harbor and be on the bass.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Everingham Brothers owns a bait receiver up there, too. So right. You got the best of the best.
It's totally.
Yeah. So, Captain Dave, give us that hurricane report. Was it threatening Cabo? Was it looking pretty bad?
No, it was kicking out to the west. It was kind of tracking this way, but then you could see with the water temperature and everything, because that wind has been nonstop on the Pacific side. So over on the Pacific side, it's not that warm yet, which is great because it keeps kicking them away.
Yeah.
But over here in the Sea of Cortez side, it is hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
it is hot.
Oh, so you're still on the Sea of Cortez side.
No, I'm back home. But,
you're just saying this last
but on the Sea of Cortez side, it's a different world.
A bunch of water up there. And then another hurricane off of Zihuatanejo. Is it threatening?
Yeah.
Is it going our way?
Well, if you look at the track, and it's so far away, the track shows it coming right up the Sea of Cortez, but so much can happen between now and then. We'll just have to watch. But, yeah, the water's way too damn warm. Doesn't look good, but I got a whole bunch of gas cans we put up on the roof yesterday just in case because we got a big generator here at the house.
Sweet. All right. Fishdope.com. They always have the good stuff. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $20 code for the must-have Fishdope.com, especially right now. And, Dave, how do we find you?
I'm almost impossible to not see. Your saltwater guide on every piece of social media, Spotify, Apple, Megaphone. I'm everywhere. And we got a phenomenal guest this week. We got Tommy Gomes, the fishmonger, on the show Friday. So
fun.
Yeah,
that'll be a fun show. Yep. Sure. Thank you guys, everybody, for everything. Keep watching. Keep hitting the like button, and I'll keep doing what I do, and I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right.
See ya.
Sounds good. All right. Phones are packing up. You have a good text?
Yeah, I thought so. This is from Mike in San Clemente. He says, hi, Brian. Can you talk a little bit about local halibut fishing? I have a boat that is a little too big to be a bass boat, but a little too small to go offshore, and I'm wanting to fish local halibuts. Can you tell me a little bit about the effective techniques, depths, bait, everything that it would take to do some halibut fishing?
Got it. So there's lots of sandy areas and, you know, hard packed mud and whatnot that butts up against some hard bottom. There's some good spots up above the harbor, just outside Salt Creek, and then up towards the closure line there to Aliso. Some of the guys that typically do better than others are the guys that are, you know, bounce balling a bait. You know, they're getting rigged up with the heavier sinker, the big round sinker, and, you know, keeping the boat in gear and moving the bait across the bottom like that. But then, you know, don't be scared to get inside shallow. There's plenty of sandy beach, you know, from, you know, below the San Clemente Pier down towards San Mateo Point where you can get inside there. You're not going to get chased out of there. You're not, you know, breaking any laws by getting in tight in there. And other than really seal rock in that stretch of beach, there's nothing that you can hit in that shallow water. So you can get down inside there and slowly bounce a bait through there. Watch where the bait is. A lot of that bait in the early morning hours is going to be in there tight to the beach. And as the sun comes up, that stuff will kind of push out into the more open water. Just kind of, you know, don't be scared to get in tight and work a bait in that shallower water because it seems to be, you know, if the guys are getting them pretty consistently in the surf, right, that fish is moving in from somewhere to feed in there, so that fish is going to go right through that zone. So work it through the shallower zones. I think you have a shot.
As always, man.
Good stuff.
That's great.
That's good stuff.
Totally.
Jump into the phone.
I think so. How about we talk to Charles, another caller from Dana Point. What's up, Charles? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, two questions. The San Onofre Reef, whatever happened to that, is it turned productive? Is it open for fishing? And the second question is, if I win the free trip, can how about tomorrow night for the fireworks show?
Yes. So the trips are for half-day and three-quarter-day fishing. The fireworks show is already sold out anyway, so I think you're out of luck on that one. But as far as the San Onofre Reef, let me just make sure you're talking about the artificial reef, right? That Wheeler Reef that Edison had to put in from like San Mateo Point up through San Clemente. If that's what you're referring to, yeah, there's some kelp growing on that. Certain sections will bite better with certain conditions because it's the biggest artificial reef anywhere is what they're counting by. Yeah, it's a giant reef. And it bites. Yeah, there's fish on it. There's certain zones that have had kelp before that doesn't have kelp right now, and there's some zones that never had kelp before that has quite a bit of kelp on it. It's just one of those things you just got to kind of move around and get a feel for it. But it's all inside of like 8 fathom, so none of it's out any really deeper than that. So you can bounce around pretty easily. Again, there's nothing you can hit there. It's all just like single layer relief. There's no high spots. It's just basically it's just a big stretch of artificial hard bottom. But there's plenty of opportunity to catch fish on that. And, yeah, it's totally open to fishing.
All right.
Cool. Yeah,
fantastic. And close to Dana Wharf.
Yeah. I mean, you roll right out within a mile and a half.
You're there.
You're on that reef, and you can fish it all the way down through San Clemente.
That long. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they built it around existing hard bottom, so it just kind of butts up against stuff that was already there. But it's a pretty good stretch.
Enhanced.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
cool.
Good. Here's a good text from Aaron in Orange County. He says, Captain Willie, could you explain your pre-trip seminar? My son is chomping at the bit to fish with you.
Awesome. So we do kind of try and do a pre-trip seminar, you know, depending on what we're targeting day to day. But I think you might be talking more about the Sunday afternoon clinic that goes on prior to the afternoon half day on Sundays. On those trips, the kids will come down. Prior to departure, they'll go over, the ins and outs of what they're going to be doing and targeting that day, tackle recommendations for the day, how to hook the live bait. You know, if they have anchovy, they'll show you how to collar hook the bait or how to hook it through the nose. If you have sardine for bait, you know, they'll go over how to nose hook it or, you know, tail hook the bait, how to make a cast, you know, proper etiquette on the sport. But just, you know, it's a pretty quick 15-minute little deal before the trip, but like I said, it just kind of breaks the ice. It gets that
so smart.
It just gets that edge off, right? Kids are always kind of, you know, they're into it, like you said, chomping at the bit. But then when, you know, you get them up the bat, sometimes they get a little nervous, right? So it just kind of breaks the ice and gets them dialed in so they feel a little bit more comfortable. So that's a good one. It sells out, right? That afternoon trip a lot of times sells out. So you need to plan ahead and make a reservation, especially now in the summertime. But you can call the office, and they can get you dialed in there and get you set up on
that. He's asking about a 4th of July trip. Is that tomorrow's the 3rd of July. Is that when you do it?
No. I think he's just talking the fireworks.
Oh, the fireworks.
Yeah.
Which is 4th of July.
Yeah,
4th of July. And that's a charter that you, or open party trip. You take people out on the water.
So the city of Dana Point puts on a banger 4th of July show. Yeah. They bring a barge out in front of the harbor, and then we just, you know, people pile and buy a ticket on the boat, and we go out and anchor up and watch
But that's already sold out.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, long time ago.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. Hey, another fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. I cut my teeth in the 1980s fishing at Dana Point. 40 years later, I'm still going strong. And a big thanks to Wooly and everybody from the Dana outfit for doing such a great job for the fishing community. One, I want to say keep up the great work. I do have a technical question about Mad Max. I changed out from the single hook on their Mad Max to a 5 extra strong stinger treble hook for a better hookup ratio. Any potential thoughts about how this might affect the jig tracking or tuning?
Well, we don't go fast enough to pull those, so I'm going to defer to you. You know, that's your program.
I think for sure that's the rigging of choice. Yeah, that's what our fleet of charter guys all like. That's what we like on our boat. Are they still
binding them this year?
Yeah.
Every year is different.
Yeah, every year is different. Last year there was – I think that it's just now, like a lot of things – have been delayed. I think this is just the same thing that Willie was talking about earlier. It feels like this bite and body of fish and how they're doing is like a month later than it had been before. And yes, in the week that you were gone, we saw some really good fishing happening, and all of a sudden you're seeing Mad Max just evaporating off the shelf. There was some good fish that was showing itself well. You know, like puddler spots that, you know, weren't big foamer spots, but they were easy to identify, and boats were dragging those Mad Max through them and getting singles and doubles on big ones, you know, on 80 to 150 pounders. Ooh. And that rigging that Mike's talking about, that's my favorite way, too, is swapping that rear single for a heavy-duty treble hook, you know, whether a big Gamakatsu or you know, something of that Gamakatsu style strength. Yeah, big treble hook on the back, that's my favorite.
All right, very good. Hey, time to take a break.
You got it, man. When we come back, we got plenty more to talk about. More of your phone calls, too. Good opportunity to slide through. 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about one fantastic boat operation out of Fisherman's Landing, and that is the Tomahawk. It's a sleeper boat in the fleet for sure, right, Rick?
Yeah, Dave Ibrahim is who took the boat over, owner and operator of the boat. Simply one of those guys that just drives out there and catches.
Yeah, and he's been proving it here day after day here out of Fisherman's Landing. The Tomahawk just had a big money makeover thanks to Dave's new partners, Captain Frank Lopresti, Captain Tim Ekstrom, and Doug Kern.
Yeah, those aren't good guys. Yeah, those aren't bad guys to have on your back.
No, they put serious money in that boat.
They did. It's got all new top-of-the-line electronics, brand-new generator. The galley's been redone. The boat's basically new in terms of machinery, electronics. Yeah. It's a fantastic rig.
Yeah, Captain Dave has years of long-range experience and years at C4 Sport Fishing. He's one fishy guy.
The boat basically runs day and a half to three-day trips at a Fisherman's Landing. There are still prime charter dates available for this season. Things fill fast, but there's an opportunity to go.
Yeah, call Fisherman's Landing. 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com and ask for the Tomahawk. You will not be sorry.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Pardon me. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We've got some patient phone callers standing by, but still plenty of time to get you through and time to read those texts.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, right?
That sounds good to me. We're going to talk to Todd. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Todd? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys. Good morning. Just have a comment and a question. Yeah. Hey, first off, thanks, Brian, for all your great reports. Enjoy tuning in to Let's Talk Up Hookup and hearing your fish report on a weekly basis.
Thanks.
My other comment is regarding the Lexi. I was on the boat last year with Captain Christian and on that Anderson. We went out to San Clemente and caught a bunch of yellowtail. And I tell you what, he's definitely a fishy guy, very humble and taught me a lot, and I recommend it to anyone. My question is regarding fish counts for the Lexi. I see a lot of counts on DanaWharf.com for, you know, the Sum Fun and some of the bigger boats, even the Boardroom and the Current. but there's not many fish counts for the Lexi. Is there an opportunity or a different place to look for fish counts on the Lexi?
No, that's a good question. So, you know, our fish counts go up when they get reported to the office, right? So sometimes, you know, he may be out and isn't in range to get the report before something gets posted up. I think the best way to keep, like, you know, if you keep tabs on him on Instagram or something like that, and he's just getting his season rolling too. So, you know, there's some days that he's out there. We just try and get the post, or excuse me, the fish counts up when the office gets the fish count up. So don't necessarily think that he's not out or he's not reporting or he's trying to keep something from being posted. He'll make his counts, you know, when he turns them in, more or less, you know. So it's not that they're not there, he's not fishing. It's just sometimes getting that information back to the office is a little trickier. You can always direct message him on Instagram. I'm sure he'd hit you back. He's pretty good about following up like that, too, if you have any of those questions.
That's cool. That's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate that very much. Rick, you have a good one?
Yeah. Says, I need this trip bad. I can't wait to go fishing. Love fishing with the crew at Dana War Sport Fishing. If we get lucky enough to land on the three-quarter-day trip pass, what have the three-quarter-day trips been like this last week? What's the perfect gear to take out with me?
Got it. Okay, well, we've still kind of had like a hybrid trip, right? We're still kind of mixing in a little bit of rockfish depending on the passenger load in as well as fishing the coast for calico bass and sand bass. But watch the counts. You can kind of get a good idea, you know, if you're fishing midweek, kind of see what they fished a day or two beforehand. You can always call the office and get that information. But just come, you know, for medium load, 30 guys, something like that. We'll probably try and mix in some of that rockfish. So come with, you know, 8 to 10 ounces of weight, maybe a couple Colt Sniper style jigs in that 100 to 200 gram range for that rockfish. And then a suitable rod to fly line a bait for bass with, you know, some sliding egg sinkers or a few rubber lures or something like that. But here pretty soon, I think once we get some condition change, we'll transition out of that rockfish necessity and then just solely be targeting, you know, stuff on the coast.
I was walking down to my boat the other day and I found a rubber core sinker on the ground.
Right.
Do you guys still fish rubber cores?
When
I was a kid, man, that was all we fished was rubber core sinkers.
Yeah,
right?
I mean that was like right the go to albacore
setup.
Yeah. You know, our tackle packs have evolved a little bit. Yeah, we've got some sliders and some torpedo sinkers and stuff like that. But you know, some guys will still fish them. I think, you know, the guys now are, you know, getting a little more technical with their Carolina rigs, right? Same approach, just a little different,
setup. Yeah.
I always joke that I remember when I started working at the tackle store when I was in high school and guys would call up, hey, I'm going albacore fishing. What do I need? And, like, you said the same thing no matter what for 10 years. You need some number twos and some 2.0s and some 3/8-ounce rubber core sinkers. And that's it. Like,
you guys even sell rubber cores anymore?
We still sell them. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just exactly like Willie said, not as much, but they still have.
California
their...
hasn't banned them yet.
Give it time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you know, they still got their place. I mean, it's an easy on and off sinker if a guy's fishing the bay or whatever it might be. You know, I mean, you can, you know, it's quick change on off. You know, with the sinker rig style fishing, if they made a 16-ounce rubber core sinker, it would still make sense today.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just one of those things, like lost some popularity. But yeah, we have a couple.
That's all we had when it was
totally
like packages of rubber cores, right?
Yeah,
everywhere.
Some 2.0s and some 25-pound. You're set to go.
Dialed.
Nowadays, you hook a fish on that gear, you're not even going to get to turn the handle once.
Yeah. Ernie in Canyon Country has a great text here. He says, great show as usual, Captain Brian. You mentioned the J-hook and circle hooks for bass and yellowtail. Are these ringed hooks?
So ring hooks, I mean, yes and no. I think certainly there's times where those ring hooks will come into play. Is it necessary for our calico bass stuff on the coast? I wouldn't think it's that much of a difference, right? Certainly it's preference. If you want to use a ring hook, it'll just give you that added, you know, movement with the bait on the line. I don't think it matters. You know, offshore, I think it's a good call for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's well said. Another text for this one. Hey, I took my first fishing trip in 1977 on the morning half day on the Sum Fun, and I was just 16. It spurred a lifelong fishing passion. I'm still at it at 61. Big thanks to Dana War Sport Fishing. That's from Steve Miller in Monrovia.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's
good
cool.
The boats have been around for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah,
same Sum Fun and Clemente that ran off the pier.
Yeah.
So
let's jump back on the phone.
Yep. Pablo in Northridge is up next here on the phones. What's up, Pablo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, fellas, have a good 4th of July. I just wanted to say that my three sons relocated. I'm up here in Northridge. They all live five minutes from the landing, and two of the boys charter the Some Fun every year and the Helena every year for the last 10 years. They take out some of the people that work for them. And a quick story I wanted to mention about the Helena. We were back down at Pendleton fishing in the kelp, and one of the young ladies, a secretary that works for my son, she hooked up something big, and it got her in the weeds. I went to Calvin and said, can you pull the hook? He said, absolutely. So we backed down on the fish. She was pulling hard, but maybe 20 feet down, she got hung again. I said to the guy up on the bait tank, hey, you got any dive gear and a gun? He goes, yeah. I said, get in there. He was up in about a minute and a half with a 40-pound sea bass with a headshot. So I just went.
That's going some extra mile.
Yeah, it is.
Distance.
That's cool.
So, absolutely. You know, they do go the extra mile. I love fishing the weeds down there by Pendleton, listening to all the ammo going off from the Marines. And we'll be down again because they both booked already for this year.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Good stuff, man. That's a good story.
Great story, yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Cool.
Appreciate that. You want to get through, still a chance. 213-432-1090. JP's standing by to take your call. Here's a great text here. The main goal of the Bart Hall shows is to create new anglers. Of course, all wonderful landings in Southern California. Brian, Mike, and Donna do the best job of getting kids and families on the water at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. I just want to acknowledge them, and that's from guess who? Bart Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I know that pulled up, too. I thought that was awesome, Bart.
I can take the kids on the fishing part, but you know, every ounce of that credit goes to Donna and Mike. You know, they just have the ability to kind of think outside the box and, you know, come up with some great programs and things that get those kids involved. And it's true. I can't think of any other landing that does it. And, you know, some people might turn their nose up at taking kids fishing, like it's a little bit extra work and whatnot. But, dude, we love it. Our kids camps, it's phenomenal. It's a cool part of our business and our program. And it's a big part of what Dana Wharf is. As a company is getting those kids out there.
You guys are the best at thinking outside the box, and it's not just for the kids. It's the most commendable, and it's so rad that you do it, and I love to see. But it's everything. It's the halibut derbies. It's the bass derbies. It's the bass release. It's the fireworks trips. It's everything. It's such a rad family run business that is solely worried about taking care of the passengers, of us as your customers. I love
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Yep. That's what we try and do, and I think we've done pretty good at it. So
no doubt. Had a great text come through from John and Mira Mesa. Brian, do you encourage or discourage anglers from bringing their own bait on board the trip? I occasionally like to bring ghost shrimp or other types of shellfish to target sheephead, or mix things up when I'm out on the half day or local three-quarter day, both bottom fishing.
Got it. No, we have a lot of our regulars that will bring their little shrimp concoctions and catch a sheephead, especially when things are a little bit trickier, right? We don't discourage it whatsoever. You know, if you want to bring it, great. You will have pressure from other passengers probably to take
to
a
share.
Piece.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up with that shrimp?
But, you know, it works. But, it's just another thing in your arsenal, right? You know, guys will come with all kinds of different tackle to, you know, fit any situation. Some guys will bring their own bait to kind of do the same thing. You know, we provide, you know, obviously our live bait and some frozen squid. And sometimes if we have it available, we'll have some frozen clam that we'll use for sheephead. But, yeah, if you want to bring some shrimp or something like that to use for bait, go for it. We don't discourage it.
Is it worth it?
It can be.
You know what
it
I'm saying? I don't know how to say that best. Is it worth the hassle? And if you're targeting sheephead and that's your goal, is it, you know, are there many more bites to be had on the exotic baits?
I think there is. I think it's worth it for sure. You know, I'm not hardcore into that sheephead stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We certainly do it and target it, and some of our other guys on other boats are into it. But, it pays off. Those regulars bring it for a reason because it works, you know, and they're catching some fish. So, yeah, if you want to bring it and plan ahead, bring it.
I like it.
Hey, Stephen Fairfield sent a nice text. Another great show. Thanks to whoever is running the archives. I really enjoy listening to them when needed. And this gives me a time to talk about our behind-the-scenes guys, like Adam Clark, who has been with us for decades here on Let's Talk Hookup. He is responsible. Not only he created the whole text the show thing for us, which has added a huge dimension to Let's Talk Hookup here. And he does all the archives for us, and he is amazing how he gets those archives up so fast for us. He just does a fantastic job, and we're very grateful and honored to have Adam Clark as our main man on the archives and runs the Let's Talk Hookup app. And I got to tell you, when I was up in Alaska, I was listening to the show on the app, listening live, listening to part of the archives. It works just as well up there as it does here in Southern California or in Fairfield, where our caller here. Then the other guys we got to acknowledge, too, is our guys behind the engineering and the phones at of Let's Talk Hookup. And that's today. It's JP. Every Sunday, JP runs the show back there from, I guess he's in Philly. And believe it or not, and that's where he's picking up the phones back there. And then our main guy on Saturday is Christian, and he's running the show from New Hampshire. So it's kind of a worldly thing of Let's Talk Hookup with the high-tech engineering, and we're very grateful to have all these guys a part of the behind-the-scenes stuff, Sports Grid, the whole team at the Mightier 1090, and everybody else.
Yep, pretty cool, man.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts here. It doesn't just go on without great people behind the scenes.
No doubt. Hey, I wanted to read a fun text, and Pete, I don't know if you're up on this one or Wooly, but I thought it would be fun if you are. It says, guys, what's your take on that North Carolina Big Rock fishing tournament and team that got disqualified for a $3.5 million fish that had a shark bite?
Yeah, I saw that. That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the rules, man.
That's it, yeah.
Rules are rules,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, rules are rules.
You can't help, you know, you certainly don't blame the guys for being bummed. Don't even blame them for trying to make a stink about it, you know. Cause,
yeah, but what's the stink? It's the rules.
Well, their stink is that fish, you know, that fish was shark bit, but in no way did it affect the fight or the fish. I'm with you, so let me start that first one. The rules say if it gets, you know, if it gets bit by a shark or it's mutilated in any way, that it's out. But for those that don't know, there's a big marlin tournament. These guys had the overwhelming winning fish, biggest weight by a ton. It was going to earn them $3.5 million, and it had a little shark bite, like, back towards the back of it. Didn't even take a huge chunk out, didn't stop the fish from fighting, didn't any of those things. You know, they caught it, didn't affect whatever thing, but the rules say if it gets bit by a shark, it's disqualified, you know. So obviously they're hanging on to $3.5 million worth of hope, saying, hey, man, yes, it got bit, but it didn't do anything to deter us. You know, we caught our fish, yada, yada, yada. But, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
What do you say? It's out, man.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate bummer.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Steve from Monrovia writes, I took my first fishing trip in 1977 on the morning of half day on the Sum Fun. When I was just 16, it spurred a lifelong fishing passion. I'm still at 61. Thanks to Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Really appreciate what you do.
That's awesome. There's so many cool stories that go way back, right? With you know, I mean, I've only been there for 26 years, so I've only been, you know, a small portion of what the Hansen family's put together, and, you know, led by, of course, Don Hansen and everything that, you know, he did for the industry. But yeah, it's just cool to be a part of it and to look back at, you know, what they've done for the community for 55 plus years. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going half day and three quarter day fishing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're giving away again two half-day passes and two three-quarter-day passes. Dana Wharf, the coin is going to designate the half-day from the three-quarter. Willie's going to do us the honor.
Flip it. Here we go.
Okay, we have the Texters taking home the three-quarter-day trip, so congratulations to Steve in Monrovia. And then the caller, Benjamin in Cardiff, you're going half-day fishing. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
So much fun fishing, Dana Wharf.
Thanks to you, Captain Brian Willie, for all your great reports each and every week, and you are fantastic.
Cool.
So reliable and just great job on doing the reports. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything Dana Wharf does for the community of fishing and the fight for CCA and all that stuff. So
cool. We try and be involved. Awesome. Yeah, we'll pass it on.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do it?
Cool. Well, reservations, call our landing here, 949-496-5794. Our website's awesome. You can book online at danawharf.com. But, yeah, you got to have a reservation this time of year. Even
yeah,
if
do
you're
you?
Thinking midweek. Yeah.
So either on the website or by calling.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Either way. It's seamless online. It's super quick. Book online and you're dialed. You're good to go.
Yeah, for sure. So, but if you have any questions or anything, you can
call the
office.
Questions, recommendations, whatever. Yeah. Call the landing. They're helpful.
And what's available right now? What are the boats that are running here for summer?
So we have the Real Fun that does a lot of the half-day stuff.
Okay.
The Clementi and myself on the Sum Fun will run half-day and three-quarter-day. We've got Twilight Trips, everything. So double half-day, 6:30 and noon during the week and on the weekends. And then our three-quarter-day boat departs at 3 a.m. Or excuse me, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Back at 3 p.m. sometime
and
after
then the
that.
Full day on the Fury.
Full day
but
on
he's
the Fury.
Pretty booked, though.
He is. Like, if he's got a day and a half and he's in on that off day, then he'll try and run an all-day trip or something like that to Catalina.
Yeah, yeah. So. And Catalina, sometimes Clementi, sometimes offshore.
Just depends on where it's at and where it's happening. We'll try and get a boat out there.
And what if you want to charter a boat?
Same thing. Just call our landing office. Talk to Manny. He's our charter director. He can get you dialed in on the open dates.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Brian, for all
guys.
You do. And thank you.
Great job.
Thanks to JP for manning the phone. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And thanks to you out there for your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, Christy and Bob Dawson, travel insurance experts. And after traveling, do I have any questions for them?
Awesome.
For sure. And then next Sunday, Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. A couple of great shows coming up next Saturday and Sunday. Have a fantastic and safe 4th of July, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.